Welcome to the Speak Life broadcast, brought to you by the congregation at New Life Community United Holy Church, located in Pie Corner, St. Lucie, in Barbados, where the senior pastor is Elder Rico Griffith. We invite you to join us for the next few moments as we share with you from the Word of God. Today's speaker is Reverend Rico Griffith.
When we think about trust this morning, we often put trust in the context of our human relationships. I said when we think about trust, we often put trust in the context of our human relationships. We trust our friends to keep secrets. We trust our parents to guide us. We trust our teachers to educate us. But how often do we consider the power of our trust relationship with God? You see, trusting God is not a passive acceptance of fate. I said trusting God is not a passive acceptance of fate, but rather it is an active, conscious decision to put our faith in Him and to rely on His wisdom and His timing, even when we cannot see the path ahead. Trusting God means that we are acknowledging that His ways are higher than our ways, and that His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. Trusting God is saying to Him that He has a different perspective on everything than we do. You see, we can only see things from our angle. But when we think of God, when He looks down, He can see the beginning from the end. Are you with me this morning? Praise the name of the Lord. If you think about it, if you walk, when you're watching pictures, or if you work in FBI or whatever, you know these people that they're doing the work and they have the earpiece in the ear and they'll be directed because somebody's looking at the schematics and they will say turn left at the door coming up, go up 3 steps, there's an exit on the right. That is how God sees. He sees what we cannot see. All I can see is the door ahead, but I don't know if there are steps outside of the door. Praise the name of the Lord. I can only see the door ahead, but I don't know whether there is steps outside of the door. But God can see that outside of that door there is no step, so if you go through it you will fall. But He can also see there are steps there, but which way do you go? Do you go up or down? So I'm saying to us this morning that trusting God means that we are acknowledging, God, I don't know what you're doing. God, I don't know where I am going, but I am trusting that you can see it from your perspective and you know which way I should go. You know what I should do. You know how much longer I will be behind this stoplight. You know how much longer I'll be behind this amber light. You know how much longer I'll be behind this green light. Whatever I am behind, you know how much longer I will be here. But I don't know. I don't know. The other thing about trusting, you see, when we are down and out, we trust the paramedics to lift us up on that gurney. Eh? We don't think they're going to drop us. Even if they feel it dropping us, they really have to try harder not to. When we are sitting in the chair, we trust the legs to hold us up. Nobody don't sit in a chair and be scotching up all the time. Your legs will get tired. Anybody in the gym know that what we call a wall sit? You're sitting down on the wall, but there's nothing under you. It will get tired. But I'm sure that when you sit down in the chair, you let go of everything. Huh? You let go of everything. And God forbid it is a plastic chair and it gives way. Even though it was a plastic chair, you may go down cautious. But when you realize that it's holding me, you relinquish your control. Am I talking to somebody this morning? Because you believe and you trust the chair to hold you. That is the same way we need to trust God. We need to relinquish our control, knowing that we have no say in whether the chair hold up or not. The chair ain't got no say neither, because it's him like itself. But what I'm saying to us this morning, in the grand scheme of things, surrendering and trusting is to relinquish control, the desire for certainty, and instead embrace the mystery and the unpredictability, and I dare add this word to it, the adventure of faith. I don't know if anybody ever heard of Adventures in Odyssey, one of the longest radio programs ever. Adventure. How many of you know that faith is an adventure? What is an adventure? An adventure is a whirlwind of experience that you don't know the outcome. But you know what? We are sure this morning that even when we don't know the outcome, God knows the outcome. And we are sure that when we are in Him, our outcome is certain. Praise the name of the Lord. So I'm not telling you this morning that trusting and relinquishing control is always easy. But I want to cement in you today that it is always worth it. I want somebody to hear that again. Relinquishing control and trusting in God as though you are sitting in a chair is not always easy, but it is always worth it. Praise the name of the Lord. It is always worth it. When you get in a plane, you don't see the pilots, but you trust that they will get you to New York or Orlando or wherever you're going safely. You don't see them. And God forbid a little lady come out. Welcome to American Airlines. And you look at her and say, or a little man come out. Huh? Or a pilot now out of school come out. Huh? Young and fresh. And this is the first time he carried. You don't know none of that. You don't know whether it's his first. Somebody said, or last. He might be retiring. Huh? He might be retiring. What I'm saying to you is that you know nothing about the pilot. The same way you know nothing about him or the bus driver. It's the same way we can trust God. It's the same way we can trust God, because the outcome God has in His hands, we can do nothing about it. No matter how much emergency landing they can do, we can do nothing about it but sit down and keep your belt fastened. Huh? Praise the name of the Lord. We can't do anything about it. And so this morning, I'm saying to you, it is not always easy, but it is always worth it. Praise the name of the Lord. Because this trust is not blind. This trust is based on the character of God, on His proven faithfulness, on His unchanging nature. We trust God because He has shown Himself time and time again to be trustworthy. Are you with me this morning? We trust God because He is good, because He is love, and because He is just. And let's consider the practical implications of this trust. How does it affect our daily life? How does it shape our decisions, our relationships, or even our worldview? Beloved, I want to tell us this morning that trusting God gives us peace. Do you know that? Trusting God gives us peace. The last thing you want to hear the pilot say is, I don't know what to do here. He may not know what to do, but if he said, we're going to land safely, you feel good. You feel at ease. Huh? Go through a lot of turbulence, sometimes the plane feel it will drop out the air. But once the pilot says, don't worry, we have it under control, you feel good. If he dare say, good morning to everyone, I'm not sure how this is going to end. Listen, one time my mother-in-law said, the pilot said on the plane, I'll give it my best shot. And she came home so nervous because she said, he said, I'll give it my best shot. These are things that we don't like to hear. But the thing about God is that he don't give it his best shot. He gives it his shot. And his shot is always best. Even if it is not best in our own understanding, his shot is always best. Praise the name of the Lord. So trusting God gives us peace. In a world that is often chaotic and uncertain, trust in God gives us a sense of calm and stability. It reassures us that no matter what happens, we are not in control, but God is. No matter what happens, we are not in control, but God is. Because his word tells us that he is our refuge and strength. It goes on to say a very present help in the time of trouble. God is not an absent help in the time of trouble, but he is a present help. That means that God shows up in our troubles. Praise the name of the Lord. He is present. When Minister Pastor Shinny saying God is, you could put in there present. My Lord, he is present. So not only does trusting God give us peace, but the second thing I want to share with you is that trusting God gives us hope. Trusting God gives us hope. When we are faced with challenges and difficulties in life, it is easy to get discouraged and to lose hope. But when we trust in God, we have a sure and steadfast anchor for our souls. We have the assurance that tomorrow, I may not know what is going to happen, but tomorrow is in the hands of God. That is enough to give us hope. That is enough to give us hope. We have the assurance that God is working all things out together for our good. Even if it don't feel good, it is working for our good. Are you with me this morning? Everything that works for our good don't always be pleasant, but it is working for our good. And I use this analogy already and just want to share it again. Look, if you are stressed out and you got a lot of lumps, for example, in your back and everything, and you go to a massage therapist and the massage therapist rubbing up those knots, it does hurt, right? Anybody ever do that? It does hurt. But after the pain, what has happened? You feel like a brand new person. So everything that is working for our good don't always be easy, but it is working for our good. So we have the assurance that all things is working for our good, that he has a plan, and not only a plan, but a purpose. We may have plans, but we may have no purpose to it. But God has a plan and a purpose for our lives. To the extent that the word of God reminds us this morning that our present sufferings are not worth comparing to the glory that will be revealed in us. And that glory will not be revealed in us in our own understanding. Somebody hear me on this morning. It will not be revealed to us in our own understanding, because our understanding we can only see now. We don't know what tomorrow holds. But that glory that will be revealed in us is through Christ Jesus our Lord, who knows tomorrow, next year, and my whole life.
Thank you for allowing us into your space today. It is our prayer that your life has been touched and impacted in a positive way as you took the time to be engaged with us. To learn more about our ministry, you may visit our YouTube channel or our social media pages on Instagram or Facebook. Simply search, We Are New Life CC, all one word. If you do not have a church family to call your own, you can feel free to worship with us any Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. We are located in Pike Corner, St. Lucie, at the corner of Little Bay and Cove Bay. New Life Community United Holy Church is the place for you, fostering community one family at a time. We look forward to welcoming you.